Hey everybody, hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this is what Christopher Columbus and his men saw when they came to North America. Would you smash? Yes, if she was legal age, and imagine one day getting a lumberbot made to look like this. That would just clean herself up for the next time. Recharge your batteries and then go sleep in the closet when you're finished with her. But to be honest, I think that when Columbus landed in the Caribbean, he saw a bunch of 4-foot-tall brown people like this, built like refrigerators. Yeah, we still idealize the sexy noble savage. Up next, the Men's Shed Association in the UK is run by a woman named Carolyn Ellis. Why can't men have anything to ourselves? Why do women like this infiltrate and take charge? The reality is that women want male attention and the best dating prospects possible. And that usually means going to where the men are. Everything that starts off being for men ends up becoming a dating service for women trying to poach the top men in such a group. Although I think that Carolyn here doesn't look like she's into dudes all that much. Number three, is this the perfect way to label the men's versus women's room? What I think is wrong here is that the door on the right looks too narrow with the current obesity epidemic facing women. Then again, some guys might go into the bathroom on the right thinking it's for extroverts, and therefore there might be some white powder in there. Then again, maybe if both bathrooms have stalls, one is for loud farters and the other one is for those who are silent yet deadly. Moving on, this guy's telling this girl that he wants to start a food truck selling chicken sandwiches, but only run it on Sundays, next to a Chick-fil-A shop, and call it the Side Chick. But just wait until Chick-fil-A finds out and sues you back into the Stone Age, buddy. Based on the looks of him, she's his side chick, and that's what he's probably secretly trying to tell her. She doesn't look comfortable with his hand around her neck. He's not getting laid tonight, is he? Number five, women always seem to shame us to change to what they want. But we don't care anymore, because shaming language doesn't work. It once did, but that time has passed. But if men try and shame women to get what we want, then they unleash an army of feminists or simps to attack us for making demands. But with all the shaming language, women have created armies of men who don't care anymore. And that's like a superpower for us. If people insult me, I'm just so stoic, I don't even respond anymore. Up next, Britney Spears has been a runaway train all this time and her father has been holding her back from the internet. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that all the Free Britney people are hanging their heads down in shame because they let her loose. And she's doing those freaky knife dancing moves. Her father probably regulated her medicine and without him in the picture, she's off her meds, and is turned into an attention-seeking train wreck. Number 7, looks like America was once a proper country, where patients used to be able to buy cigarettes from their hospital beds in the 1950s. Remember that back then doctors even recommended smoking. But we still have Jell-O and other processed slops served to us in most hospitals these days. This was a common practice back then, and here's Mr. Sig visiting a hospital, and giving out free cigarettes to patients back in 1948. I thought this is AI, but it's actually real. Moving on, a woman in California stole $2.2 million from elderly victims and spent the money on luxury cars and homes. Feminists seeing this will probably say it's not her fault and that she's just a victim of the patriarchy and needed the extra cash to live her best life. But what I want to know is that you, Kamala Harris? She tricked old people into putting her name onto their investment assets and then sold them and transferred the money to herself. Number 9, someone needs to set this man free. This prisoner died and was brought back to life, and argues that his life sentence has ended, and therefore it's time to let him go. Bro read the terms and conditions and found the glitch, and they still won't let him go. They should let him out on a technicality, but I'm sure that they'll change their policy from here on in, and say that being artificially resuscitated doesn't count. Up next, Behind the Take says that Rachel Zegler's desperate to pivot to Only Fools after Snow Brown because she needs to pay her bills. Looks like she's ready to take it from behind. The best thing about Snow Brown is that Rachel Zegler was fully clothed, because nobody actually wants to look at her without them. I also don't know if this is satire or not, but with Sydney Sweeney selling soap with drops of her bathwater in it, anything is possible now. Zegler would be a hit with the furry community until they realize it's just her real back hair and not a costume. Number 11, here's an average woman these days, when she says you'll never find someone like her again. Do women don't look the same because they have a hive mind or something? Plus they all have that hypnotizing thousand cock stare in their eyes from 1,000 plus partners each. And you just know that this is what the future archaeologists are going to find one day when they dig up the graves of modern independent waymen. Moving on, would you rather get pulled over by a cop or run into a bear in the woods? For starters, I've run into a bear in the woods before while solo hiking. I got scared and so did the bear, and we both went our separate ways. I backed off slowly, but the bear hightailed it out of there. I choose to meet the bear every time because you can also legally defend yourself from the bear with a boomstick if you have to. But then again, if the bear does get violent, the female cop sounds like a quicker death. Number 13, Emmanuel Macron's cradle-robbing wife recently slapped him on an airplane. Remember guys, your relationship is over when your woman doesn't respect you anymore. If you still stick around and don't kick her to the curb, then you're a broken shell of a man. She was also his teacher at one point. Maybe Rollo needs to add her to his list. Also, in her case, the jury is still out whether she's a woman or not. I think she is a woman, and here's a picture of her and her daughter. Up next, speaking of cradle robbing, this husband walked in on his wife smashing his 15-year-old son, her stepson, on the sofa. Where will women chase young teenage boys next? Remember, guys, that those crazy eyes never lie. I'm also sick and tired of the lamestream media always saying that the female was having sex while the male was graping. The question I really want answered is, are there more female PDF files than male ones? I think so, but we just never used to talk about it before. Number 15, this woman says that she got a house with her partner in the military and asks, what's your excuse for not getting this too? Alex says she will be getting shagged in that same house while her man is deployed overseas. This happens far too often. I think the divorce rate for the military is something like 80 or 90%. The problem is getting so bad that even the recruiters are telling the recruits not to get married and sharing horror stories with them. Moving on, this guy finds out that his wife is an HOE and storms out of the courthouse because she went to one of Diddy's freak-off parties and laid down in baby oil while someone squirted human Kahlua all over her. Apparently, there's even testimony that she was FaceTiming with him while someone was plowing her at the party from behind. She kept silent about it for 10 years and pretended like nothing ever happened. This is why no hymen, no diamond was the norm until the sexual revolution. Number 17, why is this woman unhappy after receiving a proposal? I just don't get it. It's a trick question though, because women are always unhappy. Maybe she's 49, or that's her 49th body and she's angry that her body cap will temporarily be frozen at 49 when she probably was hoping that it would hit 50 or even 100. My final answer is that she's not happy that he's going to be the final man for now. Up next, a while back I covered a story about a woman slicing off a man's schwing-schwang in Brazil and putting it into a stew because he watched corn. It gets even worse. She ended up eating it as well, so I guess he won't be getting it back. And she's probably going to be facing cannibalism charges as well. Don't mess around with crazy Latina women or they'll ginsu you your wiener. She can withhold sex as long as she wants, but God forbid he watched some corn. Number 19, this woman got together with a man that ended her boyfriend and tried to end her too as well. She ended up marrying him and then he finally ended her. If only there were signs of his bad behavior before she married him, this never would have happened. Then again, she saw the signs and was probably turned on by his behavior. Hebristophilia is a thing after all. Why do you think that women are turned on by men with the power to end others, including them? Moving on, why are they so cruel? This woman poured water in front of a fridge and her husband has spent all day looking for the source of the leak. They're probably like this because we stopped giving them five across the eyes. Besides, even if she was caught, there would be no consequences for gaslighting him like this. Look at that evil smirk on her face. Nature is cruel, making men love women that are this cruel to us. If a four is getting away with this, then what are better looking women getting away with? Number 21, Britain is no longer a rich country after plunging living standards. The same could be said about Canada. Parts of the UK are now worse off than Slovenia and Lithuania. Plus, they're raising taxes on millionaires and billionaires, so 3% of them left the country just last year alone. This is proof that if you import the third world, you become the third world. Also, being poor in Lithuania is not all that bad because it's not filled with brown grapists. Up next, Davis says that if it was 1939, Tucker Carlson would have interviewed Mr. Mustache, and he would have urged everyone to hear his side of the story. After all, he was Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Why did they give him attention if they didn't think he was relevant or even mattered? A ton of journalists interviewed Hitler back in the day, and it's only through the lens of history and time does it appear they did something wrong. Tucker probably would have interviewed Stalin for all we know. Number 23, women are 3 times more vulnerable to losing their jobs to AI when compared to men. Is that because AI is smarter than them, or because they never did real work to begin with, and their positions are just pointless make-work? I've never seen a woman show up to make repairs, fix a vehicle, or maintain a lawn, etc. Those are male jobs, and those will be safe for a while longer. Looks like there'll be a lot of unemployed stay-at-home single moms in the future. That'll be until the robots with the vagines show up. Up next, here's the look on women's faces when they see the guy that rejected them 72 times post a picture of himself and his new girlfriend. There's panic in her eyes. She's probably recalculating her value based on new information. Women only see value if other women see value first. They also start wanting you once you no longer want them, assuming that you now have more value than they do. They also can't stand it if that girlfriend is better looking than them. Number 25 in the last one, what the hell happened to her? She says she's happier with herself after a year and a half of testosterone, and after getting her chesticles removed. Welcome to being an incel baby. Remember that if most women became men, they would look like unattractive, weak, and ugly dudes. They them haven't done the forearm surgery yet, so it's not too late to change back. Now that she's a man, she needs to register for selective service. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.